Now, let's start over again. Okay, I get there. I'm from Faith Forward Baptist Church. Are you a Christian? Yes. You go to church anywhere? So-and-so the church. More important than church, do you know for sure if you died today, you'd go to heaven? Anything less than 100%, what do? I want to show them the gospel, right? So if it's I probably would or I'm pretty sure, that's not 100%. Unless they say, yes, I do. Yes, I know for sure I'm going to heaven. Now, if they say, yes, I know for sure I'm going to heaven, then I follow it up with, well, what do you think a person has to do to make it into heaven? Now, usually they're going to give you an answer that's very wrong, such as, you know, live a good life, go to church, be a good person, believe in yourself, you know, rescue animals, you know, all the different answers that we've gotten out there of, you know, what they have to do to go to heaven. So when they tell me the wrong answer right there, then I very gently, kindly, and in a friendly way, I say, you know, a lot of people believe that, but the Bible actually says something different than that. Can I just show you what the Bible says? It'll only take a few minutes, only take 10 minutes, whatever. And but I don't just say, well, that's the horrible answer. That's, you know, you're not even close. You're going to split hell wide open, buddy. You know, because I'm trying to be nice. I'm being friendly. I just met this person. And I don't want to come across too heavy-handed or rude or mean or anything like that. And so I kindly mention to them that the Bible says something different than that. But usually I'll soften the blow by saying something like, well, you know, a lot of people think that same thing. A lot of people told me the same thing. But let me show you what the Bible says. And then I roll into that. Now, let's say they give me the right answer. What's the right answer? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, that's what we have to do to make it into heaven. It's all by faith, right? Or Jesus did everything. It's his death, burial, and resurrection. That's why I'm going to heaven. It's nothing that I'm doing or I'm earning. They'll give you a good answer like that. Well, then if they give me that great answer, then the next thing I'll ask, the final question is, do you believe that there's anything that you could ever do to lose your salvation? Or do you think it's possible for a person to lose their salvation? Because you're not going to believe this, but people will sometimes, they'll give you the right answer on the phone. Oh, yeah, just believe. Just accept Christ as Savior or whatever. But then when you ask them that next question of, is there anything you could ever do to lose it? I can't even count how many people then turn around and said, well, yeah, you can't just live however you want. You know, it's like they just told you that it's just by believing, it's just by receiving Christ as Savior. But then in the next breath, there's, well, you can't just live however you want. And what does that reveal? That reveals that they're actually not trusting Christ for salvation, but that they actually have a works-based salvation because they believe that they're continually working to stay saved. And whether you have to work to get saved or work to stay saved, that's the same thing.